Chapter 2. Social Class and Poverty. Social class is more than one's income and wealth. It also represents a standard of living that makes one's life experience different from another's. I'm not talking about the advantage of living large, of having a beautiful home, or being able to afford more than one car. In this podcast, we examine the relationship between social class and your health. How does a higher or better social class give someone a health advantage? In her article, Life at the Top in America Isn't Just Better, It's Longer, New York Times writer Janie Scott introduces us to three heart attack patients, Jean, Will, and Eva. Heart disease is the number one killer for American men and women. Three people, same disease. But their stories of treatment and recovery are largely determined by their different social classes. Jean is the most advantaged, a member of the upper middle class. He was a successful architect, working 4 days a week for 20 years. At age 66, he had a heart attack after lunch. His colleagues are credited with recognizing the seriousness of his collapse, requesting an ambulance instead of a taxi, as Jean had asked. Jean had his heart attack in Midtown Manhattan and was taken to Tisch Hospital, part of the New York University Medical Center, described by Scott as an academic center with relatively affluent patients. Within minutes, Jean was prepped for an angioplasty, a procedure to unclog his blocked artery. Less than 2 hours after his heart attack, the angioplasty was complete. Damage to Jean's heart was assessed as minimal. He was discharged from the hospital after 2 days. Will was an employee of Con Ed for more than 30 years. A middle-class man, he earned $73,000 per year. At age 53, Will had his heart attack at home in Brooklyn. This was his second heart attack in 4 years. He was taken by ambulance to Brooklyn Hospital Center, where he was given a drug to break up the clot in his artery. At first, the drug seemed to work, but the clot reformed. Will was transferred to another hospital the next day, where he underwent an angioplasty. He remained in the hospital for 5 days. Eva represents a working-class experience. At the time of her heart attack, she was employed as a housekeeper, making less than $25,000 a year. Overweight, a chronic smoker, and hypertensive, she was not in the best of health, but used her union health insurance to take care of her back pain and ulcers. After her heart attack, she was taken to Woodhull Medical and Mental Health Center, a city-run hospital serving three of Brooklyn's poorest neighborhoods. The 59-year-old waited in the emergency room for 2 hours to be examined by a doctor, who confirmed that she was having a heart attack. Given drugs to stop her blood from clotting and to control her blood pressure, Eva's heart attack passed. She was transferred to Bellevue Hospital for an angiogram to assess her risk for a second attack. Unfortunately, she had a fever and was treated for an infection for the next 2 weeks. The angiogram was canceled and was never rescheduled. How did each recover from their heart attack? Eva's recovery was complicated by multiple health issues and a lifestyle that did not encourage good health. Her doctor told her that an angioplasty would not help her. Eva had to quit smoking, take her medications, and exercise. She quit smoking, but gained weight. 4 months after her heart attack, she weighed 197 pounds. Though her doctor told her to find a cardio rehab group, she never did. Perhaps this was the result of another issue, her illiteracy. Because she did not understand English, she struggled to understand her doctor and to make her way through a very complex medical system. Will's heart function improved, but not completely. His doctor sent him to cardiac rehab, which he successfully completed, and encouraged him to change his diet and faithfully take his medications. Like Eva, changing his diet was a problem. His fiancée had a tough time finding fresh produce and fish for their meals. Though his cardio rehab was a long commute to Manhattan, he faithfully attended the sessions. After taking some time off for a cruise, Will decided to retire. Almost a year after his heart attack, Jean was in good health, losing 34 pounds and exercising 5 times a week. He loved to cook before his heart attack and continued his culinary ways, this time healthier, but still relying on the fresh produce from his local markets. Scott writes that Jean's advantage was his happiness and the support of family and friends. His exercise routine consisted of his cardiac rehab, located 10 minutes from home, and an at-home gym. Gene also retired, but continues to work as a consultant. Scott writes, "The more education and income people have, the less likely they are to have and die of heart disease, strokes, diabetes, and many types of cancer. Upper-middle-class Americans live longer and in better health than middle-class Americans, who live longer and better than those at the bottom. Regardless of the country where a person lives, social class is a major determinant of one's health and life expectancy. The link between class and health has been confirmed in Australia, Canada, Great Britain, the United States, and Western Europe. Now it's your turn. What does this mean to you? How does social class affect health, not just financially, but socially, psychologically, and environmentally? What advantages did Gene have over Will and Eva? What health advantages do you have as a result of your social class?"